Harry Whittington, the man shot by Vice President Dick Cheney, remains in stable condition. He's still in a Texas hospital, but when he leaves, he'll still have birdshot pellets lodged in his body. The pellets were either made of lead or steel, we don't know which. Still, that got the explainer team at the online magazine Slate wondering, can lead pellets or bullets cause lead poisoning? Here's Slate's Andy Bowers.
Yes, but it doesn't happen very often. Birdshot is usually made of either steel or lead, but doctors routinely leave pellets or bullets in the body because the risks of surgery are deemed greater than the possibility of poisoning. We don't know what kind of birdshot Cheney was using. Experts quoted in the news seem to discount the dangers of lead for his victim. Still, numerous case reports and several studies have demonstrated that gunshot injury can cause lead toxicity. A recent survey of about 500 shooting victims in south-central Los Angeles found a significant and consistent increase in blood lead levels over the months following an injury. The chance of getting lead poisoning increases with the number of bullet fragments or pellets you have lodged inside of you. A large number of very small lead pellets, perhaps like those lodged in Whittington's head, neck, and chest, would be the most dangerous on account of their large surface area. Pellets that end up near large joints are especially problematic. The synovial fluid contained in these spaces seems to increase the rate at which lead dissolves. The symptoms of lead poisoning might appear within a few days after someone gets shot, but they can also turn up decades later.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor, and that explainer was compiled by Daniel Engberg.